views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. It is a rainy day in northern New Hampshire, and I hope the rest of you around the world are having sunshine today. But I have sunshine in my heart because I have a very, very special guest who has returned to Limelight Radio. I think many of you remember Dr. Wayne Anderson from a prior segment. And today we're going to be discussing with Dr. Anderson why we have some of the difficult cases of Lyme disease that do not resolve. And a big player in the equation is mycoplasma. So let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Anderson, and then we're going to get right into conversation with him. For two decades, Dr. Wayne Anderson practiced in a busy community-based family medical center as a naturopathic physician, treating individuals and families from birth to old age. His emphasis on patients experiencing chronic illness grew as he became aware of the prevalence of chronic Lyme disease and related conditions. He realized the important part they play in chronic illness. In 2002, Dr. Anderson joined Dr. Eric Gordon and Gordon Medical Associates in California. Now he has a practice with a concentration on chronic illness, using tools and experience from both conventional and integrative medicine. At Gordon Medical Associates, with a growing focus on Lyme disease, he has developed a deeper understanding of chronic illness, its treatment, and the frontiers still available as possible solutions. So, Dr. Anderson, welcome back to Limelight Radio.
I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you back. You are such a wealth of knowledge and have been so important in explaining and educating and treating people and helping them regain their lives from this decimating illness.
Well, what we did last time was we talked generally and we gave some kind of basic principles. And what I thought would be good as a follow to that today would be to get into mycoplasma, because it's always there for a patient who has Lyme. You can pretty much be sure that mycoplasma is going to be a player, but it's sometimes very tricky to see how it's different from Lyme when you have all these co-infections together. You know, it creates a complex picture. So we're going to focus on mycoplasma now and try to see how it's different from Lyme. And it actually has a kind of interesting history. You know, Borrelia is fairly new to our understanding, around 1979 or so. But mycoplasma goes all the way back to 1939.
I remember a very famous doctor, Dr. Brown, I think, with arthritis, was talking about it way back then, wasn't he?
Exactly right. Dr. McPherson Brown.
Tell us about that.
And he pulled out of rheumatoid arthritis joints and was able to culture the mycoplasma organism, the bacteria. And so he postulated that rheumatoid arthritis was an infectious disease, and he was using antibiotics for it. And that got derailed in the 40s mm-hmm. when Mayo Clinic isolated cortisone, and later it became prednisone, and that was treated for rheumatoid arthritis patients were treated with that. And back then, in 1948, because the symptoms of inflammation got better, it was mistakenly thought that this was the cure.
Right.
So all of the attention went to steroids, which then went to TNF-alpha blockers, and all the things that suppress the immune system became the focus of conventional medicine, where the Road Back Foundation stayed with this infectious disease model, and for all these years have treated rheumatoid arthritis with low doses of antibiotics, and gradually became more and more aware of the autoimmune potential that mycoplasma had, and added scleroderma in to the list of things in the 90s that they treated with low dose antibiotics associated that with mycoplasma. And then they realized that Lyme disease was part of the
stew
community of of bacteria, and so they've included an emphasis in their work with Lyme now, and mycoplasma being players together. And they share a lot of.
Say, Dr. Anderson, I can recall, because I'm a classical homeopath, I can recall in the 80s and early 90s, I'd get these cases of rheumatoid arthritis that would not resolve with my homeopathic remedies. And there was that book, The Arthritis Breakthrough, which I think is part of the Road Back Foundation. And yes, I would get those clients down there for treatment, and many, many of them resolved and cured.
And that was on like doxycycline, 50
Very,
milligrams.
Like pediatric dose.
Yeah, even three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 50 milligrams or even 100 or even as low as 100 milligrams. And people did get better on that. It was great. But it goes all the way back, mycoplasma, to Koch, Henrik Robert Koch, back in 1843. And one of his apprentices, Dr. Scheidel, who I was able to meet in 2002, he was 84 years old at that point. He had worked with Dr. Koch. He had a German approach to mycoplasma. Hmm. And his theory was, and this this makes sense to me, that we all have mycoplasma, but it's in a benign form. Mm-hmm. And when we have an immune suppression, like Lyme, then that benign form of mycoplasma mutates into an aggressive form, and it goes into various cell wall deficient forms and more active forms, just like Borrelia goes into various stages of mutations. And Dr. Koch and Dr. Scheidel's view, the German view, is that there's thousands of mycoplasmas and that they only become a problem when our immune system gets suppressed. I don't know. I just think that's an interesting idea.
Yeah. So mycoplasmas are an organism that are kind of in between a virus and a bacteria, right? They're in their own class.
Exactly. They're very small, like a virus, and many people believe that, they were called bacteria in the beginning, but probably that's a wrong designation because they act so much like viruses, but they're much more sophisticated than a virus in their ability to mutate into different forms, and particularly the cell wall deficient form. And they're parasitic, where they need our ATP and other nutrients from our cells in order for them to live. So
that's why we get so depleted, because they're taking our ATP, which is our fuel, and that's why we feel like we have no energy.
Exactly. Yeah. And that gives us one of the predominant symptoms of mycoplasma, which is fatigue. Mm-hmm. And Lyme causes us a lot of fatigue. But the fatigue of mycoplasma is even more profound than the fatigue of Borrelia, Babesia, or Bartonella. And we'll get into kind of the differences between those. But the scavenging quality of this puts it somewhere in between a parasite, a virus, and a bacteria. So it's definitely some organism all in and of itself.
But it is transmitted in a blood transfer like a tick bite.
Yes. Okay. We do believe that we get it from the tick, and probably other biting insects. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also interesting to entertain the idea that it becomes more aggressive when our immune system gets weaker. Idea that it actually has an ability to mutate itself in the light of our immune system not being able to manage it as well.
Yes.
I just think that that's an interesting concept to consider.
Very much so. So Dr. Anderson, hold your thoughts, because it's time for our station break. Listeners, stay with us. We're going to get right into some very, very important information here. Dr. Anderson has just set us up beautifully about mycoplasmas. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris. We're visiting with Dr. Wayne Anderson from Gordon Medical Associates. I also have to remind you, the beautiful music is Leonel Lorador, the fabulous guitarist I found in the New York City subway playing. And he's going to join us next week on Limelight Radio for a little visit and share with us his history in this beautiful healing music that I am so fond of. So, Dr. Anderson, we've got to get right back into the meat of this because fascinating news that you're sharing with us about mycoplasma. So tell me what they do. I mean, my gosh, they get in our bloodstream and then they must just move their way through the body. Tell me what happens.
Well, that's exactly right. They're so tiny that over 1,000 of these organisms can fit inside a red blood cell.
Oh my gosh.
And they will destroy the red blood cell. There's anemias that are associated with mycoplasma. But what they really like is the platelets. And they travel through the body in our platelets. And our platelets end up being kind of like taxi cabs for them. And they go from one place to another, traveling on our platelets. They love to stay on the epithelial membranes. They love the surface of things, the inside surfaces of our body, like our lungs, our bladder, the vaginal tissue, the throat, the gut, the skin. And as we talked about before, they stay on those surfaces and extract nutrients from those surfaces. They make our blood vessels leaky and more permeable. So that increases the amount of inflammation in our tissues because proteins and things that should be staying in the blood are seeping into the surrounding tissue and causing inflammation. They really like the blood vessels. People who get blood draws and bruise easily, or their blood vessels perfuse too easily or infiltrate too easily, those people could be really dealing with mycoplasma inflaming and irritating the inside of that blood vessel.
I'm also wondering, too, like chronic sinusitis or chronic vaginitis or these irritable bowel. I mean, is mycoplasma at play?
You got to think about any mucosal membrane surface being irritated as possibly being a mycoplasma. If there's a tie-in also with autoimmune diseases, so that's one of the things that the Road Back emphasized, was that a big part of this was actually the autoimmune part that mycoplasma caused. And so when there's an autoimmune-related issue like a hemolytic anemia, where the blood cells just lyse because of an autoimmune response, you got to think about mycoplasma for something like that. Of course, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmunity of the myelin sheath. And so a condition like Guillain-Barré could be caused from mycoplasma. So when there's an autoimmune issue and a mucous membrane issue, but it's not just the surface membranes or the inside surfaces, it's also the joints. So they like the periarticular area, the synovial membranes of the joints. So they drive in and get into that connective tissue material and find a safe place to hide there, because like Lyme, they like to sneak into distant places and just feed and not be interfered with by the immune system.
They hide out.
They like the slow and steady. That's one of the reasons that slow and steady nature of mycoplasma is one of the reasons that the road back felt that the low-dose antibiotic was helpful, because you only needed it for the amount of time that it came out of the cell wall deficient form into the more active form, and then it was vulnerable to being killed. So that was their idea of using that low-dose antibiotic intermittently.
Right, because I can recall, as I said, like almost pediatric doses, just like 2 or 3 times a week, people were making progress.
Absolutely. So other conditions,
I was going to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You mentioned about the platelets and the anemia. If someone's just in their doctor's office and getting a regular blood test, would like you have an irregular platelet count or something show up like that?
In a severe case, you will. So anytime that there's low platelets or that people struggle with kind of maybe low-level anemias, you know, like not terrible but low-level, because mycoplasma is so slow and so persistent that it's not going to drop those things down too low. Mm-hmm. But if it's in the lower end of normal or, you know, right around the low end, then it's a soft sign. I don't think it's a hard sign for mycoplasma, but it should trigger a thought that mycoplasma could be a player there. Mm-hmm. But more important than that are the symptoms. So you asked about conditions, and so different conditions that come up fairly consistently are, and all, most of these are relatively low level. So it's the person who goes in with feeling like they have a urinary tract infection, and they get a culture and nothing comes up, and their doctor says, well, geez, you really have a urinary tract infection, but yet the person's symptoms, there's an irritation level to their bladder and to their urethra. That could be a mycoplasma infection. They love the bladder. Same kind of a situation with the respiratory tract, where there's just this feeling of irritation and a low-level kind of irritation, not a full-blown flu or a productive cough, but just an irritated kind of feeling, and the patient will go in and get checked, and their lungs seem fine, and they can't find any X-rays are totally fine, and that could be mycoplasma, because it's slow. It's this low-level thing. Unless it creates more of an autoimmune response, where the immune system is just overactive, and that autoimmune response sets into a more exaggerated presentation, but like in rheumatoid arthritis, so that's probably a triggering event of autoimmunity that began with the mycoplasma being slow and steady. So joints, the area around the joints, it seems to like the hands and fingers, the feet better. It's very common in the knees and the elbows, the hips and the shoulders. A cough, which might be just shortness of breath, and it might just be just a little kind of maybe a tickle cough.
Yeah.
You know, just not a dramatic cough. You got to think about fungal with that too. But think about mycoplasma, sore throat, a low-level sore throat, like just enough that it feels like maybe you're getting a sore throat, but it never completely goes to like a sore throat that you would have if you had strep throat. Just again,
right, it's low-level irritated, almost like if you have a seasonal allergy kind of thing. It's just annoying. You're not quite right, and you're frustrated because, you know, as you said, the urine culture or the sputum or what are not saying, oh, yes, full-blown bacteria.
Exactly. Now, Bartonella will give you that sore throat, too, that low-level sore throat. So you have to differentiate that particular symptom. Think about Bartonella also. Interstitial cystitis.
Oh, gosh, right. Huge problem for people and so painful.
Very uncomfortable. Now, that is mycoplasma creating more of an autoimmune-related issue. So that's the low-level bladder irritation now activating an autoimmune response and creating a much more dramatic presentation.
Wow.
And you got to think about Bartonella.
Anderson, I can't believe it, but it's time for a station break, please. Stay with me. Everyone, we'll be right back. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us, that's healingresonance.us, to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
You pay what we pay at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen during the month of June. If you don't believe us, we'll show you the cost and we'll make the first 2 months payments. No haggles or hassles. Your choice of a Ford Focus, Mazda 6, Hyundai Elantra, or Volkswagen Passat for $179 per month with zero money down, $0 a month for the first 2 months, and 0% financing. We are never undersold or we give you $2,000. Why shop anywhere else when you can get the best brand names at one location? Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen. Over 600 vehicles and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles. Open 7 days a week.
Central makes it so easy to buy a car.
You pay what we pay. And remember, Central Auto Group will always make the first 2 months payment. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014. See dealer for details.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Well,
we'll see mostly to partly cloudy skies overnight tonight. Tonight's low 56. Mostly to partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 70. From the WBLQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we are so privileged to have Dr. Wayne Anderson with us today. We are learning so much, Dr. Anderson. Thank you. Thank you for educating us about mycoplasmas. This is fascinating.
Well, it's important information, I think, for everybody. I think it's the overlooked co-infection. I think we need to focus on mycoplasma a little bit more as practitioners. So we were going through the symptoms, and IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, is a big one because, again, mycoplasma loves surface membranes. So it's going to get into the gut, and it's going to cause irritation, inflammation. And so many of our patients have that, and we got to think about mycoplasma. And the differential on that is it doesn't affect the stomach as much, where when it's more about gastritis or inflammation of the stomach, then we think more about Bartonella. So differentiating the intestines from the stomach, mycoplasma is more intestinal, Bartonella is more stomach-specific. And then it doesn't affect cognitive and memory quite as much as Lyme and Babesia and Bartonella do. It's less up in the brain than those. The hallmark of Babesia and Bartonella, of course, are cognitive processing, memory, concentration, focus issues, and then mood instabilities. And then Lyme has that too, but not quite as bad as Babesia and Bartonella. We're speaking very, very generally, of course, here.
Right.
And but lowest on the list of the four, Borrelia, Babesia, Bartonella, and mycoplasma is mycoplasma has the least amount of cognitive and memory. So when a patient improves from a memory standpoint and a mood standpoint, but keeps a painful joints and areas around the joints and has inflammation of some of these more surface areas, then we think that maybe we've done a good job in the Lyme and the Babesia and Bartonella, and we're down now into the less pathogenic mycoplasma. And mycoplasma is different from Lyme also in that Lyme often has a predictable cycle. So, you know, it cooks itself up for 3 or 4 days and is really pretty bad and then settles down and symptoms could get a little worse. So there's some periodic cycling with Lyme until it gets you know, really bad where it's more consistent. But there's more cycling with Lyme, where mycoplasma, you don't see that kind of cycling as much. It's more slow and steady, slow and steady.
Just doesn't really let up. It just is just continuing on and on and on.
It's just parasitic, and it's just feeding off of us and wearing us down. There's less depression, anxiety, though, as we mentioned, but there is a fair amount of anxiety with the mycoplasma, though. There's a fair amount of skin inflammation. So when there's weird rashes or sensations in the skin, like some mycoplasma people describe it as a crawling sensation or a burning sensation.
Yeah, of course, I remember that feeling, actually. And that's a real classic homeopathic rubric, sensation as if. Spider crawling on skin, or, you know, right. Those are very, I remember those sensations.
Yeah. So you think about mycoplasma when that kind of stuff is there. But also don't forget Bartonella can have that, and mold, fungal stuff can grow on the skin and cause itchiness of the skin. Unfortunately, from a testing standpoint, we just don't have good tests for mycoplasma. A LabCorp or a Quest will give us a mycoplasma pneumoniae. So it'll give us that one subspecies. But in conventional medicine, I think we're up to 290 different mycoplasma subspecies. And
they've all been
named, and they've all been classified. So these are absolutely known variations on mycoplasma, and we have one test. Unfortunately, immunoscience, a lab years ago had 9 mycoplasma species, and that was a pretty decent test. And unfortunately, that got closed down. The Fry Lab will do a smear, a blood smear, and they will often list something that's called hemoplasma. And my understanding that hemoplasma is a variation of mycoplasma. So if you get that Fry Lab test back and they say hemoplasma, then think about mycoplasma there.
And also, I'm just thinking, Dr. Anderson, I can't help but go back to my natural medicine mind, which is the best practitioners are the most keen observers.
That's what it comes down to. It really comes down to listening for the symptoms and having an index of suspicion. Now, let me shed some light to help us organize our thinking about when to think about mycoplasma. Because of its slow and persistent nature, and because it's less pathogenic, generally speaking. Now, don't tell a rheumatoid arthritis patient it's less pathogenic, because they'll hit you, because they're in very uncomfortable pain. And so there are some versions of mycoplasma that are quite terrible, like the interstitial cystitis patient. Don't tell them it's less pathogenic. But again, those are few compared to the majority of mycoplasma people that are, have this more slow and steady approach. But because of its nature, and this is what Byron White has taught me, that And my experience with homeopathy, too, because I practiced as a classical homeopath myself for years.
It's
that healing is a layered process. And as we, and the immune system, this we talked about this last time, the immune system will identify for us what the most provoking thing, what the most harmful thing for us is. And it will attack that. And in its attack of that, it we manifest our symptoms. So it's actually not the Lyme or the Bartonella that causes our symptoms. It's the awareness of the immune system that this is bad for us, and then the effort of the immune system to try to resolve it. And then once it does resolve it, then those symptoms go away, like the flu. The flu activates our immune system's response. We have the symptoms of the flu, and then it resolves the flu, and we no longer then have those symptoms. So when all of these infections come on board at once, so we get Babesia, Bartonella, Lyme, and Mycoplasma, and Ehrlichia, almost always Babesia and Bartonella are going to be the more pathogenic organisms, and they're going to get the attention of the immune system, and they're going to, and we're going to be more symptomatic with those symptom presentations of
and the doctor's going to sort of dial into it and go after them.
And goes after them. And when they get cleared out, then the Lyme often is the thing that comes up next, in the next layer. Did I give you my godfather metaphor?
No.
I kind of think of Lyme as like the godfather. He's the old man sitting in the back room giving the orders to the little gangsters. And Babesia and Bartonella are kind of like the little gangsters out there doing the dirty work. And if you try to kill the godfather off, you're going to get pushed back by the little gangsters that are protecting him. So if you knock off
like
the
Saturn,
little gangsters.
The Lyme guy is like Saturn.
Right. Right. So when you knock off the Babesia and Bartonella, now the Lyme has to come out and do the dirty work itself. So you layer off the Babesia and Bartonella, and then the Lyme comes off, and you layer that off. So you treat that successfully. It's almost always then that the Mycoplasma is a factor.
Oh, my gosh. I'm hearing the music come in. It's time for our station break. And then, Dr. Anderson, we've got to talk about how we're going to get rid of these mycoplasmas, because now that I realize how intrinsic they are. So everyone, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey, Dr. Joe Dispenza here. Just wanted to take a moment and thank everybody for listening to me on the Dr. Pat Show. People who want to know where they can order the book, you can get it on Amazon as a pre-order. Our release date is April 29th of this year. If you pre-order, you can get some really great downloads, testimonials of people that actually heal themselves of cancer and some chronic conditions. In addition to that, you'll get the four principles of what it takes to have a remission of a disease. Thank you so much for the opportunity to contribute. Hope to see you in the future.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your soul suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense, LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. We're visiting with Dr. Wayne Anderson and learning about mycoplasmas. So, Dr. Anderson, my wheels are spinning over here, and I'm thinking about treating these organisms and how, at one point, there was success with the low-dose doxycycline, tetracycline family with the rheumatoid arthritis cases. But now I'm thinking of like a dozen people I know that probably have mycoplasma infections from the symptoms that you have described. What's the best tactic now?
Let me put it a little bit more in a, just give you the frame of reference, and then we'll talk about that. And what we often do is we, as we're treating Lyme, we continue treating Lyme because the people have continued to have joint pain. People, you know, have all these symptoms. But I think that what we have to appreciate is that somewhere in there, it's no longer about Lyme. It's about mycoplasma. And that the symptoms are similar but slightly different. And this is what happens. So as you're treating the Lyme patient, they get more and more tired when they become a mycoplasma patient. So their symptoms get better and better, but then they get down to kind of a baseline, and it might be like 20 or 30% of their symptoms. And they might even say to you, you know, if this is what I have to live with for the rest of my life, because a lot of these people have been really a lot sicker for a long time, they'll say, I could probably live with this, but I'm so tired. And the Lyme patient often can't sleep. They're exhausted, but they're so restless and irritable. Their sympathetic nervous system is just firing so much that they just can't calm down, even though they're exhausted. The mycoplasma patient, there's some slight differences between mycoplasma and Lyme. Mycoplasma patient's exhausted, and they can sleep. And they'll come back, and they'll say, oh, my God, I'm sleeping 12 hours a day or 14 hours a day. I can't get enough sleep, and I'm still exhausted. And my joints still hurt, and my bladder is irritated, and my gut is bad. And for a lot of people who use antibiotics, they're going to think, oh, this is just an antibiotic side effect. But really, it's shifted over to mycoplasma. So what I found to be very effective, I did the road back low-dose antibiotic, and I think it did work for some people, but I just never got great, great results from it. What my go-to thing is, and I'm going to – I think herbs are great here and for the mycoplasma because of the slow and steadiness. I think the effective herbs are very, very good. So I'm going to give you my favorite herbs. But I have a formula that I think is absolutely highly specific for mycoplasma. And I use it not only for treatment but for diagnosis. And that's A-myco, which is the Byron White formula. And I use it in a challenge-like way. So if I think somebody is switched over and no longer are dealing with Lyme and are dealing primarily with mycoplasma now, then I will give them A-myco, which is an extract, and I start with, depending on how sensitive the patient is, anywhere from 2 drops twice a day to as much as 5 drops twice a day if I think they're really hardy. And I will go up every 2 or 3 days another 2 or 3 drops twice a day. So let's say hypothetically, I'll start with 3 drops twice a day, and every third day go up by 3 drops twice a day. So 3, 6, 9, 12. And in that accelerated, kind of quickly accelerating dose, if their mycoplasma symptoms get worse, I'm treating mycoplasma. So if when I hit 12 drops or 15 drops, their joints are worse, they're more exhausted, their bladder's more irritated, their lung is more irritated, their throat is worse, then I think they're treating I think we're in a mycoplasma layer now.
Right, because they're basically having a healing crisis.
They're having a healing crisis. And I'll have them stop that formula. And if all of that settles down 3 to 4 days later after they've detoxified the dead bugs, then, and if I'm not sure, I'll have them do it again. So let's say 12 was too much for them the first time. I'll say, go right back to that 12 and see what happens. And if they have exactly the same response, then there's little question in my mind. They're in this mycoplasma-like layer of this whole plethora of 290 organisms, some variation of those that are mycoplasma-like, and we're digging into those. And then if that challenge is positive, and I'm pretty sure now we're there, then I'll go into a treatment protocol, a slow and steady. So I'll find just the right dose that they know it's working, but not so much that they're miserable. And then I'll have them stay at that dose for as long as it takes to settle their symptoms down, and then go up by 1 drop twice a day, allow that to settle out, and another drop, and keep marching them up very gradually as they tolerate it, and up to 20 or 30 drops twice a day.
That's your mainstay.
That's my most consistent response, because it just feels like that's highly specific, and if somebody responds to that, I know I've got the fish on the hook, and now it's just a matter of reeling it in. But there are some other really good herbs.
Yes, could you tell us, because we only have like 3 minutes left, so could you tell us those herbs you love?
Yes, I love Sida acuta, S-I-D-A-A-C-U-T-A. And I'll use 30 to 60 drops 2 to 3 times a day. I think it's a good mycoplasma remedy. And if it's primarily the bladder or the respiratory people, I use Bidens, B-I-D-E-N-S, 1/4 to 1 teaspoon, 3 to 6 times a day. And I also like ascites, I-S-A-T-I-S. And I'll do 1/2 teaspoon, 3 times a day of that. When the Sida acuta is, I'll go with that when there's more red blood cell anemia kind of stuff, or if it's more irritable bowel-like. And also, it can be helpful for the painful inflammation that mycoplasma can cause in the joints. So those are my three favorite herbs that I will use in relation to synergizing certain areas. And then Chinese skullcap is always good, because mycoplasma, even though I mentioned a lot about the mucous membrane and these surface membranes, it's affecting the nervous system too. It's a neurotoxin, and it's inflaming the brain and nervous system. It might not be quite as aggressive as Lyme and Babesia and Bartonella, but it's still in the nervous system. And Chinese skullcap is very, very good for the nerves.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. This is great, great invaluable information that you're sharing with us, and I'm going to blog it for us, Dr. Anderson, so we make sure that people get the spelling of things, like you just said.
Okay.
But of course, it's all about getting to the right practitioner that knows how to use this.
Absolutely. It's a tricky area, and it's easy to get lost and not know what you're actually treating and think you're treating one thing, but it's really something else. So the more you can find a practitioner that really is able to be your guide and be a member of your team and be a partner with you, as you know, Katina, you know, we need help in this. We have to help each other.
Oh, we do. We need so much help. And Dr. Anderson's out at Gordon Medical Associates up in Sonoma County, California. For our listeners, they can visit the website, right? GordonMedicalAssociates.com. Yes. Is that right?
That's correct.
And naturopaths in general are more trained on how to use herbal approaches and homeopathics versus a traditional medical doctor. And some Chinese herbalists are quite skilled with this too, right?
And I also like, speaking of homeopathy, yes, to your question.
Mm-hmm. Comment.
I like homeopathic nozodes for mycoplasma too. I think Deseret Biologics has a homeopathic nozode. I will use that as a challenge also. So if the patient can't use the amyco, if it's too strong or for whatever reason, there's a little bit of alcohol in there, which doesn't bother most people, but you know, some people can be a little sensitive to it. I will use the mycoplasma nozode from Deseret, and it's 10 little vials that you do.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.
Use clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.